It's high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Queued up a multitude of ways, of course, on the Hiawatha Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. We got Leah, we got Paige alongside, helping out here on KNCA 103.9 FM. The Red Hawks and the Tigers of Jeff West here tonight in the Big East League. Our broadcast tonight, it is brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Well, let's get you set for the girls' contest. Then we got Paige again alongside. Hey, how about this Red Hawks team right now under first-year head coach Stacy Jasper? And how about a big win to snap a little brief two-game losing streak last Friday? This team didn't play on Tuesday, but at home against a very good Rossville team, this Red Hawks team right now sitting at 4-3 and 2-1 in Big East League play. That was an impressive 70-62 win last week, which you saw at home.
They've been feeling really good, especially after that win. Rossville has two very good players in Riley Dick and Verdick, so props to them again. They put up 62 points. Hiawatha was able to win 70-62. That's our highest scoring game of the year. But this game's a little bit different. They're coming off, last time they played was a sub-state. Jeff West beat us, and they're feeling that still. They said they're still kind of wanting to win. And in the football season, Hiawatha beat them at homecoming, so it's kind of a retribution in a way for Jeff West as well. And these two schools, they're not fans of each other, to say the least. So this should be another good game, just as it was last Friday in the Roundhouse.
Yeah, these two teams played three times last season. It was Hiawatha winning the two regular season meetings, but in the most important matchup, which was the first round of the sub-state tournament, Jeff West got the better of the Red Hawks with a 10-point win, and then Jeff West made that magical run all the way to the sub-state championship game, but saw a very good Topeka Hayden team losing in that sub-state championship game. Right now, Jeff West, again, under a first-year head coach in Justin Schwinn. He was an assistant last year, had some coaching experience, changed mid-season, and that was kind of a up-and-down ride, you know, dealing with that last year with this Jeff West team, again, having to go through a coaching change mid-season. But he's a veteran coach for sure, 23 years of coaching experience at the middle school level, and, of course, familiar here with the Lady Tigers of Jeff West now leading the charge. And his Tigers team with a record of 3-4, but they are off to a 1-3 start in Big East League play. They have had a pretty tough schedule, and it wasn't easy on Tuesday night. They had to go to a top-five team in 3A in Silver Lake, and Silver Lake getting that win by 30, 61-31 was that final score. So you got a Red Hawks team coming off a win against a good Rossville team. Got Jeff West coming off a loss on Tuesday night on the road against a very good team, defending 3A champs, by the way, in Silver Lake. Let's get you the starting lineups for this girls' game tonight. Again, you can queue us a multitude of ways. Go to mscsports.net, listen live tab. You can watch the broadcast here on the Hiawatha channel. Of course, we're dialed in on KNCA 103.9 Chance Link, our studio producer here tonight. Well, let's get you the starting lineups, and we'll start with the road team as always, and that's the Red Hawks of Hiawatha under first-year head coach Stacy Jasper. It'll be Kylie Nelson, a sophomore, listed at 5'5", leading scorer for this Red Hawks team right now, just north of 14 points per game. She has had a tremendous sophomore season to this point. Aaliyah Contreras, the 5'5 senior veteran in the backcourt as well, double-digit score, right at 10 points per game. Going down to the forwards, Claire Twombly, a 5'8 junior. She's put together a nice stat line this year so far, about 6 points and 7 rebounds per game. Addison Williams, a 5'6 junior, she is north of 6 points and 5 rebounds per game. And then the 5'5 junior, Kenzie Nelson, leader of this team in rebounds per game at just under 8 and also averaging nearly 7 points a contest as well. So again, for the Red Hawks, with a record of 4-3 and 2-1 in league play, it's going to be, once again, pretty business as usual for them. Kylie Nelson, Aaliyah Contreras, Claire Twombly, Addison Williams, and Kenzie Nelson. For the home team tonight in the home white uniforms, it's Jeff West, first-year head coach Justin Schwinn. It'll be Harriet Dean, a 5'7 sophomore, in the backcourt, just south of 6 points per game. The leading scorer for this Tigers team is Kaylee Heinen, a 5'6 senior guard at just north of 10 points per game. Olivia Myers, a 5'3 senior, also in the starting lineup at about 2 points and 2 rebounds a game. Down low, you got Addison Schwinn, a 5'10 junior, at about 4 points per game. And then Colby Noel, a 5'8 junior, team leader at 8 rebounds a game. That's the starting lineups, and the tip-off is coming up right after a timeout.
Seneca. Rainbow Communications is excited to provide an update on their ongoing fiber network upgrade. 68% of the mainline construction is completed, with the core infrastructure for high-speed internet well on its way to being finished. Additionally, over 55% of the drops to individual customer homes have been installed, ensuring many of you are already set up to connect directly to the new network. This Seneca fiber upgrade will bring faster, more reliable internet to support streaming, remote work, online learning, and more. Rainbow Communications is committed to keeping you informed as progress is made.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment cost. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We got Lee and Paige here with the Hiawatha Channel. Brandon Tam and Chance Link here on KNCA. Jeff West hosting Hiawatha tonight. Some more high school basketball action here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, these two teams expecting a good game tonight. Again, the Redhawks, a record of 4-3, and Jeff West, a record of 3-4. Expecting two good games tonight here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Opening tip-off is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. You let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. All white uniforms, home styles for Jeff West. All red road uniforms for the Redhawks of Hiawatha. Two teams played three times a year ago. Jeff West winning the one that mattered the most in the sub-state tournament. And we're underway with Jeff West working right up the floor quickly from right to left. And right now the pounding of the defense here for Hiawatha causing some issues. Not going to pass out of bounds. Good defense there for Addison Williams. It will stay on the side of Jeff West here. 12 seconds in, no score. This is a Jeff West offense that has certainly had some struggles here in 24-25, averaging 36.8 points per game and shooting just 22% from the floor. And right now this Hiawatha defense causing some issues along the perimeter. Now it's knocked away inside. Early turnover by Jeff West. Good defense on that opening possession for Hiawatha. Now they get their first opportunity from left to right. Williams pushing it into the corner. Contreras dumping one down inside but missing the layup. And a rebound for Addison Schwinn. So the first opportunity, a no-go there for the Redhawks. Here's a left-side pass. Schwinn had a look, turns it down. Now Heinen, a little floater in the paint, hits off the rim twice and falls through. The leading scorer for this Jeff West team, and Kaylee Heinen gets our first points tonight. Now Hiawatha turning it over at a two-on-one break, and a missed shot inside by Heinen, now knocked away out of bounds. And it'll stay here with Jefferson West. So a couple early turnovers, one on each side. Tigers out to the 2-0 lead, not quite a minute into this opening quarter. Good screen set to set up Schwinn in the corner. She missed the three, and a high-arcing rebound brought down by Kylie Nelson. Had to fight through some traffic to pull it away. And now a chance here, a second time on offense for Hiawatha into the front court. Williams up top, Kinsey Nelson a touch. Here's Contreras, very good three-point shooter, driving in, kicking out. Now Williams curling into the paint, and she is bumped and fouled on the floor at 6:44 to go in this opening quarter. And the Jeff West foul on Olivia Meyer, and that is the first Jeff West team foul. Top of the circle, Kylie Nelson stepping back, left a three ball short, and a rebound on the run for Olivia Meyer. Far side of the floor, dumps it up to Schwinn, gets underneath the bucket, and then is called for a double dribble. Taps the front and says, my bad. Second turnover by Jeff West, about 90 seconds into this game. Hiawatha bringing it into the front court, averaging 47 points per game. With a record of 4-3, they are 2-1 in league play, so trying to stay in the upper half of the Big East League standings here for tonight. Here's Contreras, nice ball fake, driving in through a lot of traffic, and the foul's going to be on the floor. Good, hard, aggressive drive for Aaliyah Contreras. Second foul against Jeff West. And the first foul against Schwinn. Here's Addison Williams, right side corner, puts it on the dribble once. They set it up top. Here's a three by Kylie Nelson. It's an air ball. Kinsey trying to save it, can't get there in time. And it goes back to Jeff West at 6:08 to go in the quarter. And the Tigers at home leading 2-0. Here's Heinen, the 5'6 senior, 10 points per game, leading the Tigers into the front court. They dump one down inside to Noel. Nice up and under, finishing with the left hand. Beautifully done on the block, and Noel is on the board with her first basket. 4-0, the Tigers out in front. Here is Twombly, kicks it back to Contreras, halfway down and out on a three, fighting for the rebound inside. It's picked up by Harriet Dean. Good start here for the Tigers, a 4-0 advantage. About 2.5 minutes into this opening frame. Now the Redhawks hounding up there on top along the perimeter, which leaves Schwinn open. Now she dumps it down to Noel, who kicks it out to Meyer for three. That one's off the heel, trying to fight for her own rebound. It's ripped away by Addison Williams, and then a jump ball is going to give it back to the Redhawks. The Redhawks still looking for their first points here tonight. A 4-0 start here for Jeff West at home. And here is Addison Williams with the basketball. Right down the middle. Now angles right. And it's lost in the corner and a takeaway. Second turnover by the Redhawks. Pushing into the front court, Olivia Meyer. Now Schwinn in the corner right. Kicks it back to the wing here to wing to Dean. Now a Schwinn three from the right corner is high off the heel. Now fighting out near the perimeter, and it's finally picked up by Meyer. So a second chance opportunity. Here's Dean at the free throw line. Now Schwinn in the corner. Driving baseline, cut off quickly. Good defense that time by Twombly. And now another shot partially deflected inside. And Noel able to get an offensive rebound. And a second chance is up and in, or a third opportunity there. And that's going to be Heinen, who now has four. A 6-0 Jeff West lead here as we're approaching the halfway point of this opening quarter. Spinning, Kenzie Nelson, a lot of contact, and she draws the foul. And she will go to the line, and a chance for finally for the Redhawks here to get on the board. 13th foul against Jeff West. It'll be the second foul against Meyer. And this puts Kenzie Nelson at the line for a couple of free throws. And her first on the way, high off the heel, hits the rim twice and falls off, no good. 54% foul shooter is Kenzie Nelson, who is the team leader in rebounds per game at just south of 8. Redhawks as a team so far this year, they are 55% at the charity stripe. Nelson trying to go 1-for-2, and she does. So the Redhawks finally get on the board. A free throw by Kenzie Nelson. Tigers with a 6-1 advantage. We got 4.5 minutes left in this first quarter. Here is Heinen. Heavy push into the front court. Slows down a bit. Now Dean kicks it left corner. This is Harriet Dean for three. And that one is too strong. And a hard backside rebound by Schwinn to keep it alive. Another three in the corner by Heinen is no good. This time the Redhawks get the rebound backside with Contreras. Here's Contreras up the floor herself. Nice senior season so far at 10 points per game. Nice little dump down there. Shot up no, but a foul. And that puts Kylie Nelson to the free throw line. Trying to chip away at this 5-point deficit about the halfway point of this opening quarter. That was the second foul on Schwinn. So the remaining 4:03 in the quarter, the Redhawks are going to be in the bonus. Kylie missing that first free throw attempt. And what a sophomore season she has had so far, leading the Redhawks in points per game at 14.4 coming in. She also gives you 5 rebounds, 2 steals, and an assist as well. But she goes 0-for-2 at the line, and then a foul on the rebound attempt. Good box out there by Ashley Moser, who's into the game. It'll be the first Redhawks foul. And again, that one is on Twombly, her first, of course. In the first foul, here's Heinen, near sideline, pushing, now goes behind the back, into the front court, gets it off to Emmy Dean, back to Heinen, skips it far side, that's Harriet Dean, driving into the paint, picked up by Noel, she missed the shot inside, easy bunny, and a good opportunity miss there, and a rebound pushing is Kylie Nelson into the front court here, for the Redhawks, a 6-1 advantage here for Jeff West at 3:40 to go in the quarter, another hard drive, that one missed, Schwinn able to fight for the rebound amongst the trees, and she draws, or I'm not sure what happened there. They call a foul or a tie-up. There we go. But yeah, fighting through that group of white jerseys to snag the rebound, but the tie-up giving it back to Jeff West. 3.5 minutes to go in this opening quarter. A 6-1 start here for Jeff West at home. Trying to get to 500 if they can get a win here tonight. Long right side two is strong off the heel. Contreras pulling down the miss there. For the Redhawks, she wants to push the tempo herself. Straight down Broadway, sliding through a couple defenders. And Contreras, with a hard drive, draws the foul. And she is going to go to the free throw line for her first opportunity tonight to get some points. And the foul on Emmy Dean. And the Redhawks once again in the bonus, the final 3-plus minutes of this quarter. Contreras short on the first free throw attempt. She was 56% coming in. And that puts the Redhawks right now 1-for-5 at the line already in the quarter. So missed opportunities, and now another miss. And a rebound cleared away by Noel. Here's Heinen stopping high left on the wing, trying to get it to Noel. Had it knocked away in a steal. Third turnover. Beautifully done by Nelson, who sidesteps one and lays it up past another. Kylie Nelson, her first points tonight, first field goal made for the Redhawks, makes it 6-3 as the Tigers lead by a triple at 2:50 to go. And now a difficult shot rims out from the free throw line straight away, tipped out of bounds. It's going back to Hiawatha. So both these teams a little antsy early on offense, not much going on both sides. Jeff West defense giving up 49 a game. The Redhawks defense giving up 49 a game. Tigers give up just a shade south of 42 a game. Contreras setting it up in the corner for three. Left it short. Tipped out near the free throw line and finally chased down in the corner by Emmy Dean. 2:25 to go. Clock moving in this first quarter. Foul on the perimeter against the Redhawks. I think it's Danny Morton who has checked in. That'll be her first foul. And just the second Redhawks team foul. Still sitting at 6-3. Jeff West at home. Top of the key. Harriet Dean with the basketball looking for Heinen in the corner. And it's taken away by Addison Williams. Nicely read there. And they get it up the floor quickly to Morton and then miss the layup. Goodness me. Wide open as can be. And Morton wishing she had that one back. And now it's knocked away by Morton, goes all the way into the backcourt, so Jeff West going to be able to pick that one up and reset it as Heinen now walks it across the midcourt stripe. Just south of 2 minutes to go in this opening quarter, still 6-3 in favor of Jeff West. They want Noel with a block touch, immediately skips it here to Heinen, quickly doubled, gets it back up top to Emmy Dean. Now to Harriet, who turns and fires and connects on a shot. Harriet Dean, her first points tonight. The lead at 5 at 8-3, Jeff West. 90 seconds to go in this opening quarter. Here's Contreras now putting it on the dribble, waist high with the right hand, working back top of the circle. Nice up and under there, and a good ball fake, but a travel is called against Callie Nelson. 4 turnovers here in the quarter now against Hiawatha. Sub back into the game for the Redhawks. Twombly is in, and Morton is out. Jeff West. 9 wins a year ago, made that run to the sub-state championship game, losing to Hayden. A game away potentially from the state tournament, knocked away inside, and that's going to be a turnover picked up by Nelson. 5 first quarter turnovers now for Jeff West. 65 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Tigers with the 8-3 advantage. Redhawks with the basketball. Here's Kenzie Nelson trying to find a body inside and just too much on the pass. It's going to be a Redhawks turnover. And now we get a timeout on the floor. Check to see if it's a full or a 30. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Again, multitude of ways you can watch and or listen to us here on KNZA 103.9. Appreciate Chance, our studio producer, Lee and Paige, helping out as well. And well, Paige, both these teams just trying to find a little consistency on offense. It's been a struggle so far.
One thing that is consistent is Hiawatha was able to create a lot of turnovers last Friday against Russell, and already they're already having about, I think, 5 is what we have said so far.
Yep, both teams with 5 early turnovers.
And so if they can keep being effective on defense, you can tell those girls when they called the timeout ready to sit down. They're tired. So this has been a very fast game so far, and for Hiawatha, hopefully that can help them on the defensive side.
Here is Heinen, leading scorer for the season and in this first quarter tonight for Jeff West with 4, bringing it into the front court. Harriet Dean fighting through some bodies on the right block, forcing a shot. No good, but a foul. That'll put her at the free throw line. And the foul is on Twombly, who just came back in and immediately picked up her second foul. This puts Harriet Dean at the line for a pair. First opportunity for the Tigers at the stripe tonight. And the first free throw gets the shooter's touch up and in. 54% foul shooter is Harriet Dean, the 5'7 sophomore, now with 3 points in this opening quarter. Jeff West has a team, 58% at the line through 7 games. And she gets them both. 4 points for Harriet Dean, and the lead is 7, largest here for the Tigers, as we're down to 40 seconds left in this opening quarter, 10-3 on the scoreboard. Kylie Nelson driving, shooting, shot is blocked, and a rebound for Mosier. Into the hands of Heinen, looking back at her head coach, Justin Schwinn, for the final 30 seconds and what the play call is here. And then now it's knocked away by Contreras, and there's a steal, 3-on-1 break. Contreras takes it herself, count it, and one. Nicely done, Aaliyah Contreras, and a chance for the old-fashioned three. Makes it 10-5 at the south of 21 seconds to go in the quarter. Big-time bucket there. Jeff West could have played for the final shot. Instead, it's going to be a three-point play for Contreras. 20 seconds to go. It's a four-point game, 10-6, Tigers with the ball. Down to 15 seconds. Heinen, a lazy pass, and Schwinn comes away with the steal. Or correction, that was Williams with the steal. And then Contreras, a little move inside, and puts it up and in. Just like that, 5 quick points, and the final few seconds are going to run off the clock. Jeff West not seeing it, and they don't even get a shot up. So how about that in for Aaliyah Contreras? 5 points in the final 40 seconds, and it gets us back to a two-point game. It is 10-8. Jeff West here at home. Back after a timeout. Second quarter action is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
5 straight points for Hiawatha's Aaliyah Contreras in the final 40 seconds of that opening quarter, and getting Hiawatha back to within 2 to start the second quarter. Contreras for 3 straight away. Bounced off the rim to the left side, and then it's saved. Good hustle by Kinsey Nelson to keep that one alive. And now Kylie will fire a 3 halfway down and out. No good. And a rebound for the Tigers and Colby Noel. And now a foul right at midcourt against the Red Hawks. 27 seconds into this second period, and that's going to be on lead Kylie Nelson. That'll be her first. She'll come off the floor as Laura Lears, 5'5 junior, now into the game for head coach Stacy Jasper in year number 1. Tigers leading 10-8 with the basketball, picked up by Meyer. In between the rings out high, going out to get it, Harriet Dean. Right side pass to Sutton, who is into the game. That's Jocelyn Sutton. Gets her on a cut. Sutton kicking left. This is Dean. Baseline drive. Floater from 10. Off the rim. Rebound, Hiawatha. Nice strong hands for Kenzie Nelson. And then working into the front court. And out of bounds it goes. And the Redhawks turn it over. Trying to push the tempo a little bit too much. And now 6 first half turnovers for Hiawatha. A 2-point Jeff West lead, early portions, quarter number 2. Contreras playing some good defense. They find Sutton on a cut. She immediately fires. It hits off the heel. Noel, second chance, no good, but a foul. The 4th rebound for Colby Noel, and the putback was no good. She'll shoot 2. And the foul is on Kenzie Nelson, her first. Colby Noel, 5'8 junior, 6.5 points per game coming in. She misses the first free throw attempt. Also the team leader in rebounds at 8 per game. A returning starter from a year ago. Part of that run that Tigers went on to get to the sub-state championship game. She missed them both, but it goes right back to her. She gets her own rebound, and now she's trying to spin amongst a couple of red jerseys, and they get it back up top here to Meyer and reset it. Here's Noel on the block, turning a little up and under, drug the pivot foot a little too much. That's going to be a travel. That is now 8 first-half turnovers for Jeff West. So both these teams have racked up a hefty number of turnovers here in this first quarter and change. Still looking for the first points of this second quarter. Tigers by 2 at 10-8. Here's Contreras on the wing right. Skips it to Williams, left side of the floor. Her pass was tipped to Nelson and has to get out of a double team and does so. Here's Kenzie with the ball fake, a little Euro into the lane, off balance. And then it's off her foot, and I think it's going to be Jeff West basketball. A wild take there by Kenzie Nelson. Got all the way underneath the bucket and then kind of stumbled down to the floor. And then her shot kind of ricocheted off the left side of her body and out of bounds. 6:20, clock moving. Second quarter action, 10-8 our score. Tigers by 2 with the ball. Zone defense right now for Hiawatha, and they force another turnover. Here is Williams, wants to go coast to coast. Lost it on the block. Contreras, a left wing three, you better believe. Aaliyah Contreras from downtown. She's got 8 to lead all scores. Her 13th made three of the year, and the Redhawks have the lead at 11-10. They're on an 8-0 run, and it's all Contreras in that run. Going back to the end of the first quarter, and now Nelson grabbing the miss for Hiawatha. That's Kenzie with her third rebound. Now the Redhawks with some momentum push it into the front court. Contreras, ball faking left corner. Now driving, sidestepping, another wild shot. No call with the contact. And Noel grabs her 6th rebound here in the first half. Here is Meyer pushing and turning it over. So the Tigers a little bit sped up here with this Hiawatha defense, as Emmy Dean and Haley Heinen are going to check back in for the Tigers. And again, the turnovers are piling up for Jeff West in this first half. Once had a 10-3 lead, but the Redhawks on an 8-0 run, all thanks to Aaliyah Contreras. Here's a right wing three that is off the heel. Another rebound for the Tigers. This time it's pulled down by Addison Schwinn, her third board here in the first half. 1-point game. Here's a drive by Dean. Kicks it up top. This is Emmy Dean. And right back to Harriet. Right back to Emmy. Gets to the free throw line. Contreras put a hand on it. And chasing it down is Jeff West to avoid a turnover. Now Heinen finally going to get it on the right wing. Guarded by Contreras. In his own defense right now for the Redhawks. Dean steps into a three. Hits high off the heel. Fighting for the rebound. And another rebound for Kenzie Nelson. Her 4th already in this quarter. 11-10 our score. Redhawks still on an 8-0 run. Here's a drive, shot, and good through contact. And that is Kylie Nelson, who now has 4. And it's a 3-point Redhawks lead at 13-10. 4.5 minutes to go in this first half of play. Right side on the wing, Emmy Dean not using the dribble. Gets it up top to Harriet Dean, looking right, trying to find Emmy again on the wing. Here's a ball fake and a travel. Well, the turnovers have been the story for Jeff West here. Then jumped out to a 10-3 lead, but have not scored since the middle portions of that first quarter. And the Tigers want to call a timeout. It's a full, so we'll follow suit. In the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Quite the run right now for Hiawatha. They lead at Jeff West 13-10, middle portions of the second quarter. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In Hiawatha tonight here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Girls game middle portions of the second quarter, and right now the Redhawks on the road in the middle of a 10-0 run. They were down 10-3 about halfway through the first quarter. Jeff West has not scored since then. Aaliyah Contreras had 8 straight points by herself. Kylie Nelson adding a deuce as well, and the Redhawks right now again on a 10-0 run with the ball after the Jeff West turnover prior to that timeout. There is Williams into the front court. Contreras open, left it short on a three. And Noel the rebound She is just gobbling up the boards here in this first half. But again, Jeff West trying to find their first point since the middle portions of the first quarter. They get Heinen in the paint, had it knocked away, and a steal by Kylie Nelson. Another Jeff West turnover. That's been the story for them. Kylie drive, kicking right, and picking it up is Lears, who is back into the game. Up top, Williams, rotating left. Kenzie Nelson fires, hits the rim twice on a three, no go. Noel, another rebound for Jeff West. Still 13-10, Hiawatha on a 10-0 run, going back to the middle portions of that first quarter. Contreras comes away with a steal, and then she's fouled as she was trying to take it coast-to-coast and stumbled right on the midcourt line. That stops a fast break there. The foul on Jeff West. That's going against Emmy Dean, her second. And team foul number one in the quarter. 3:43 left in this first half. A 13-10 Hiawatha lead here on the road. Here is Lears up top. Right side pass to Williams. They want Nelson on a cut. Too high on the pass, and that's going to be a Red Hawks turnover. They had some turnovers early. They've been good in that department the last few minutes. There is another turnover. Now the Tigers, again, still looking for those first points in quite some time. Noel, why not? Good positioning. Shot no. Backside rebound for Hiawatha. That's a good look inside for Noel. Just couldn't bank it in off the window. There is Kylie Nelson, the sophomore at the free throw line, spinning away from a double team. Finally gets it back to Williams here up top. Works it back top of the key. Waist-high dribbles with the left hand, picking up and kicking left to Lears on the wing. Now into the corner. Thought about a baseline drive. Did Kylie Nelson. Now it's knocked away. That's a turnover. And trying to pick it up is Emmy Dean, and she can't pick it up in transition. Just kind of rolled across the floor, and it just ultimately went all the way from about the three-point line to out of bounds, and that will be another Jeff West turnover. Under 3 minutes to go until halftime. Red Hawks, again, a 13-10 lead. They are still in the middle of a 10-0 run. And we have been scoreless for a hot minute in this quarter until right there, a left wing three for Kylie Nelson, who's now got seven in this first half, and it's 16-10, largest lead for the Red Hawks. Heinen with a great move, who steps into a three, couldn't get it to go. And another strong rebound inside for Kinsey Nelson. All five of her rebounds in the near 6 minutes of this second period. Here's Lears. Now Nelson again on a cut. Little give and go, and off balance banks it in. Kinsey Nelson, her first field goal. She's got three. 18-10. The run continues. It's a 15-0 spurt right now for the Red Hawks. Stepping in, firing short. Getting her own rebound is Harriet Dean, and then she's fouled on the second chance, and she'll have a chance to finally shut this streak down. And the foul is on Laura Lears, her first, and the third second quarter foul for the Red Hawks. Here's the 5'7 sophomore, Harriet Dean at the line, and she stops the run at 15-0 as she knocks down the first free throw attempt. Makes it 18-11, although they haven't put that up on the scoreboard yet. Harriet Dean 3-for-3 at the line in this game. Make it 4-for-4. And she's got six to lead Jeff West, and that is the deficit right now for the Tigers at home. 18-12, and the clock hasn't started yet. And now there it goes. Here's a nice move. Kylie fighting through traffic. Put up a wild shot. No good. A lot of contact. No call. Harriet Dean, the backside rebound, taking it all the way herself, and she lost the handle, and they call an offensive foul. Not quite sure about that one, but that's going to be a turnover by Jeff West. There was contact, but nobody hit the floor, so not your traditional charge call. Minute 45 left in the half. 18-12 Red Hawks with the basketball, pushing into the front court. Williams gets it right back from Contreras on the perimeter. They set it up for Contreras, a left wing three, well-designed play, just couldn't finish, and it's tipped out to Danny Morton, who keeps the possession alive. Here's a touchdown for Nelson, spinning on three white jerseys, and now Williams, a nice ball fake, and then it's a three-second call in the lane. Kinsey Nelson didn't get out in time, and that's a Red Hawks turnover. Down to 1:24 left in the quarter. And the first half, 18-12 our score. The Red Hawks had a 15-0 run that spanned from the middle of the first quarter to essentially about 4 or 5 minutes into the second quarter, and there's another travel call on the perimeter. Boy, and the turnovers are piling up. Jeff West's team entered tonight at about 16.6 turnovers per game, and they are already approaching that number here in the first half alone. 18-12, Red Hawks by 6, and now the Red Hawks turn it over. And now Contreras trying to get a steal at midcourt, but getting it back is Emmy Dean, and now she lost the handle. Contreras running for it, and they get it off to Megan Malone, who is in. Here's a right wing three that is nothing but net for Addison Schwinn. That was a much-needed Jeff West bucket, and it gets it back to a three-point game. 18-15 Red Hawks, 44 seconds left in the half. Contreras, left side, no hesitation. Kylie Nelson again from downtown. She's hit back-to-back threes in this quarter, and it gets it back to a six-point game, 21-15, with 30 seconds left in the half. Let's see how the Tigers want to handle this. Working from the right wing down, Dean driving, forcing, not hitting. Contreras fighting for the rebound, pulling it away. 18 seconds left in the half. Red Hawks have numbers. Contreras says, let me take it. Missed the shot. Offensive rebound for Danny Morton. Now it's knocked all the way into the backcourt. And Jeff West didn't touch it, so it was picked up by Williams. And that is a Red Hawks turnover with 9 seconds to go in the half. Well, the pace is picked up these last couple minutes for sure. A little more consistency on the offensive end. And now Jeff West wants to talk this one over on what they're going to do with 9 seconds to go until halftime. It is a 30, so we're going to keep it right here. Of course, the timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. We got Leah, we got Paige, Brandon, Chance all with you. We appreciate everyone's help right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Of course, we got midseason tournaments starting next week. I will be at the Thunder Classic. Paige will be there alongside as well, and excited for midseason tournament time. But, again, talking this game tonight, you know, for a Hiawatha team and a Jeff West team that have both been fairly similar in how they've kind of played so far in terms of the numbers and the stats. They're all kind of fairly similar. But, again, we've seen some things pick up. But, again, for Jeff West, you got to stop turning it over. That's been the issue for them in this first half.
And then for Hiawatha, keep on the defensive pressure. They've had steals, and they've just made Jeff West make easy mistakes like travels, and they've also had a lot of double dribble calls. So for Hiawatha, just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, a lot of those turnovers for Jeff West really unforced. But now they got 9 seconds here, throwing it in near sideline, and they might turn it over again, and they do. Williams chasing it down, 3-on-0 break, and it's put up and in by Williams. She takes it in herself. Final second in the half, no shot up, and that will take us to halftime. So the theme of the first half for Jeff West was turnovers, and right one there to end the half, which led to an easy bucket. And it's a 23-15 halftime lead for Hiawatha here on the road. Halftime show next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Again, an 8-point lead for the Red Hawks at the half, and we'll discuss it a little bit more after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton. Nelson Square.
Kime Tiesa Cepeda is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Cepeda. We make it happen.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime show here on KSCA, also dialed in on the Hiawatha channel. If you want to watch us, go to mscsports.net, listen live, click the Hiawatha channel to watch our games tonight. And our girls' game is at the half. Again, the halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. And what was a fairly slow start for Hiawatha turned into a rugged finish. They got down 10-3, Paige, in the first quarter. So basically from about midway through the first quarter till the end of the half, a 20-5 Redhawks run, and now they look up at the scoreboard with an 8-point lead.
We can thank Aaliyah Contreras. She had a little nice of a run there at the end of the first, start of the second. And then Kylie Nelson, both of them kind of turned on the gears, per se. Kenzie Nelson, however, she also has had a ton of rebounds on the second quarter, and that's really helped the Redhawks get down the court fast and get up at the very last play there of the second quarter. Addison Williams able to get a fast break. So for Hiawatha, a lot of their scoring has either come from fast breaks or threes. They haven't really had a lot of designed post plays, but part of that could be Claire Twombly hasn't been in a lot of the game. She's been on the bench with two fouls. So we'll probably see her more in the third quarter, and then I imagine Stacey Jasper might draw up a couple post plays. But right now, you don't really have a designated post player. So a lot of threes, a lot of fast breaks, and right now it's working for the Redhawks.
Yeah, again, that 20-5 run, you know, from mid-first quarter to halftime included a 15-0 run for the Redhawks. And again, the turnovers, that's kind of been the story for Jeff West, and just giving away a ton of possessions. They had 16 turnovers in the first half. They were averaging 16 turnovers a game coming in, and they hit that number at the half. That is not the recipe for success, but I think if you're Justin Schwinn and that Jeff West coaching staff, 8 points, that's not a lot with a whole half to play, so you got to feel pretty good. And you have forced 11 Redhawks turnovers as well. So, again, both teams have had somewhat of an issue with the turnovers. But, again, the monster run from mid-first quarter to halftime in favor of Hiawatha. Again, once down 10-3 in the first quarter, a 20-5 run from that point on, and a 23-15 halftime lead. Let's get you some numbers in the first half. Kylie Nelson had a spurt with 8 of her 10 points in the second quarter, including back-to-back threes. Aaliyah Contreras had an 8-0 run by herself. She has the 8 points there at half, and then three as well from Kenzie Nelson, and then two late from Addison Williams. Jeff West on the other side, they got 6 points in the first half from the sophomore and Harriet Dean. They got four from Kaylee Heinen. They got three from Addison Schwinn, and then 2 points from Colby Noel. She's had some looks inside, has Noel, and she has been feasting on the defensive glass. She had 8 first-half rebounds. Jeff West out rebounding Hiawatha right now, 19-15. And despite the lead, the Redhawks were just 2 of 7 from the free throw line in the first half. They missed their first 5 to start the game. And then mention the turnover numbers, 11 for Hiawatha and 16 for Jeff West. Again, not ideal on either side, but it's been a little bit better in that regard for the Redhawks, again, who have 4 wins on the year, trying to get win number 5. We still got 2 quarters of action. Real quick, the stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. You can visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting. That is with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Again, our halftime score in the girls' contest tonight, it's Hiawatha 23 and Jefferson West 15. More halftime coverage after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Chances are, if something seems too good to be true,
it's a scam.
Hi, I'm Hannah Deegan, the frontline manager at the Farmer State Bank in Holton.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at the Farmer State Bank, and we have seen a rise in consumer scams.
Never give out your personal information through an email, over the phone, or put it online. If you're unsure of whether or not you're being scammed, please contact us. We're always happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-through on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Girls halftime score, 23-15. Red Hawks of Hiawatha on the road. The 8-point advantage again. The kind of key storylines in the first half, the turnovers and then the run that the Red Hawks went on from mid-first quarter to halftime. They were down 10-3 early in the game, and things weren't looking quite good for the Red Hawks. But again, a 20-5 run that covered about 11 or 12 minutes of game time. And a lot of that was due to the unforced Jeff West turnovers. Again, 16 of them in the first half. They got to get that number down to get back into this game.
For Kobe Noel, I was looking at your stat sheet. You have her for 8 rebounds. So for her, she's done a really good job offensively and defensively, but she only has 2 points on the board. She's been getting a lot of good looks. I think for Jeff West, I just need to keep drawing it up for her. She's being very aggressive, and she's wanting to score. Unfortunately, the shots just aren't falling, but every time they've ran a play for her, it's been successful, at least getting to the basket. So for Jeff West, I wouldn't change what you're doing. Keep working it up with her and keep working it down with both the Deans. They're doing a good job of making the ball available for her. So for Jeff West, continue with that. For Hiawatha, like I said a little bit ago, keep working it down on the wing right now. As the threes are falling, as like I said, we shoot a lot of threes, but it works. So for Kylie Nelson, Aaliyah Contreras, Kinsey has also shot a three. Keep working the threes, and hopefully we'll see Claire Twombly back in the game. She does have 2 fouls. But hopefully we'll see her come back in and maybe get the post plays drawn up for her as well.
Jeff West, a 10-8 lead after the first quarter, a 15-5 advantage for Hiawatha in quarter number two, and they lead it here on the road. 23-15 at the half, a final timeout. The second half is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy-to-use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And here we go, second half action in our girls' contest tonight. And the theme picking up right where it left off with a Jeff West turnover. Contreras, a pass to Williams, who missed the layup from the left block, but an offensive rebound by Twombly to keep it alive. Second chance, Nelson drive, no, tipped in the air, finally cleared away by Jeff West and Addison Schwinn. So a couple of opportunities there after what was the 17th Jeff West turnover of the game. Now the ball knocked out of bounds as Jeff West with it down 23-15 to Hiawatha. Again here in the second half, moving from left to right. And they try to dump one down, knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay here. That was a near another turnover, which that's in the story for Jeff West. Just a lot of unforced turnovers, giving away a lot of possessions. Here is Meyer, nice right side kick. Harriet Dean, a great look for three, couldn't get it to go. And a rebound for Kylie Nelson. Nelson into the front court by herself, working at the top of the key. Redhawks moving right to left. Contreras right back to Nelson, no hesitation on a three. It was halfway down and out. And another rebound for Colby Noel. Jeff West again, nice move by Heinen, working to the right corner, backed out, a bump and a foul. They'll get Williams here. A little bit of the body, that'll be her first, and the first foul on either side, 1 minute into the second half. Harriet Dean, the sophomore, right side of her own backboard to trigger in the inbounds pass, looking right, and then goes that way into the corner with Meyer curling in the lane, missed the shot, got everything but backboard, and now Nelson fighting through it, had it knocked away and out of bounds. And it's going back to Hiawatha. Kenzie Nelson strong inside for that rebound. Just over a minute gone by. Quarter number three. Still looking for the first points of the second half with the Redhawks leading 23-15 here on the road. Hiawatha won this matchup in this gym last year, 43-41. There's an offensive rebound for Contreras. She took a couple extra steps there, and that's going to be a travel. Now the Redhawks, a little bit of pressure here in the full court. Noel gets it, short corner right, backing out to the corner. Good defense by Nelson. Now they find Harriet Dean inside. Little turn and a baby fade is up and in for Harriet Dean, who's the leading scorer right now for Jeff West with eight. Gets it back to 23-17, six-point advantage for Hiawatha. Here's Nelson. This is Kylie Nelson. Now Contreras a look. A little strong, backside rebound, Kenzie Nelson. Going back inside, shot blocked inside, and another Kenzie Nelson rebound, flips it up, and it just trickled on in there. 5 points for Kenzie Nelson, 25-17, Redhawks, 5:50 to go, third quarter. A lot of rebounds collected by both these teams here in this game so far tonight. Here's Harriet Dean, hounded by Williams right near midcourt. Now Nelson trying to come away, it's a double team there. This could be a possession and a tie-up, it is. And the arrow's going to give it back to the Redhawks and another Jeff West turnover. 18 turnovers in the game for the Tigers. That'll bring on a quick sub as Emmy Dean will check in for Harriet Dean. 5:36 to go, quarter number three. It's a 25-17, a Redhawks lead here on the road. Here's Contreras, 8 points. And the first half, right side to Williams, goes back top of the key. Contreras, ball faking, working right, stops on the elbow, gets it back to Williams, steps in for a jump shot, tried to bank it home, no go there, and a rebound for Kaylee Heinen, trying to push the tempo, had it knocked away by Williams, and then Williams again on a second effort, knocked it away out of bounds. It'll stay here with Jeff West. 5:11 to go in the quarter. This was a 23-15 Hiawatha lead at the half. They currently lead 25-17. Still early in this third quarter. There's a much-needed three from the right wing by Kaylee Heinen. Well, she has struggled percentage-wise from downtown, but that's a big shot to get it back to within five at 25-20. Here's Contreras right down Broadway, lost the handle, picks it up, kicks it back to Williams, open for three, left it short. Heinen the rebound and immediately fouled, trying to push in transition. Redhawks foul against Contreras, that is her first. So a little spurt here for Jeff West, back to within five at 25-20. Now a chance to get a little bit closer here with the possession. Williams, good defense, knocked it away. It's into the backcourt line. Diving for it is Meyer, and then gets it up to Heinen. But no, they call a travel before she got up with the basketball. And Jeff West, story tonight for them, another TO. 4:34 left, third quarter, 25-20. Hiawatha by five, getting the ball right back after the 19th Jeff West turnover in the game. Here's Contreras. Williams left side, casual with the dribble, now working back top of the key, kicks it wide open, Contreras tees up a three on the right wing, and she knocks it down. 11 in the game for Aaliyah Contreras, the senior, just above her point per game average on the year, and it's 28-20 Redhawks, right about the halfway point of this third quarter. Here's Emmy Dean stepping into a jump shot from the free throw line, tipped into the corner, saved in the corner, now bodies hit the floor. Yeah, that's going to be a tie-up. Possession arrow is going to keep it right here. Good hustle both ways. Jeff West down eight. Halfway points, quarter number three. It's a 28-20 score. Here's Noel. Up top to Meyer. Ball faking. They get it into the corner with Emmy Dean. Noel, the post touch. Right back to Dean. A little two-man game, and a three is on the way and buried by Emmy Dean. Big-time shot there, 28-23. It's back to five at 3:45 to go in the quarter. Here's Contreras. Sets one up, tries a three. Backside rebound off the miss. Another rebound for Colby Noel. Into the front court here, Jeff West. There's a bump and a foul against Addison Williams. That'll be her second. That'll be the third team foul, as we'll see Danny Morton check in. Trying to get it in. Jeff West does so to Heinen here. Top of the key, hounded by Contreras. Lost it, taken away by Williams. Another turnover by Jeff West. Morton up the floor, knocked away. But it's going to be a foul on the shot. And Danny Morton, the senior, a chance to get into the book tonight, as she will go to the line to shoot two. First Jeff West foul of the second half. It's against Meyer. That is her third. And Morton at the line, a 50% foul shooter on the year. Tees it up with a staggered stance. Hits the rim a couple of times and falls through. First point for the senior in Morton. Makes it 29-23 Redhawks. 3:21 left in the third quarter. Right foot forward, left foot back. Next one on the way. That one's short. But an offensive rebound for Kylie Nelson, and now she had it knocked away and turns it over. And now a scrum with Morton, and I believe that was Schwinn, and the tie-up is going to give it back to the Redhawks. Good hustle there by Danny Morton to salvage that possession. Which means, again, just another Jeff West turnover. Contreras sets it up in the corner for Twombly. Again, was saddled with foul trouble in the first half. Here's a three that's a little bit strong. Williams a second chance, and that ball's going to be stuck on top of the backboard. Who's got the hops to go get that one? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar couldn't jump up to get that, and the ref trying to knock it down. There's a third chance. Hey, got it. So, after that, go ahead.
I'm going to say, nothing like a little theatrics in high school basketball.
There you go. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Jeff West down six with the ball, 29-23. Heinen in the smooth rhythm of transition basketball gets a bucket and then had it knocked away and out of bounds, and now she forces a Redhawks turnover. That's a good possession for Kaylee Heinen, who's got 9 points to lead Jeff West. and then immediately forced a Red Hawks turnover. It's a four-point game, and the Tigers have it back. Here's Heinen stopping, knocked away, top of the key. Nelson comes away with a steal, gets it up the floor. Contreras blocked out of bounds. Good defense by Emmy Dean. Contreras thought she was fouled. It'll still be Red Hawks basketball. But Contreras thought she had something there, but Dean said no. 2:42 left in the quarter. 29-25 our score. Expected a good one tonight. We have certainly had that to this point. Here's Williams in the right side corner. Works it back top of the key. This is Kylie Nelson. One-handed bounce pass to Williams. Right back to Nelson. Nice ball fake in the paint. Floats one up. Gets the kind touch, and it goes through. Nice play for Kylie Nelson. She's got 12, and it's 31-25. That's right. 31-25 Red Hawks at 2:20 to go, and Jeff West up the floor, turning it over once again. Goodness. That is their seventh third quarter turnover, averaging more than a turnover per minute. But it's just a six-point game, 31-25 Red Hawks. Here's Morton in the corner, right back to Contreras on the wing. Angles right towards the top of the key. Chest pass over to Williams, high right. She goes left-handed with the dribble, launching a pass to Contreras, wide open for three. This one a little bit too strong. Backside rebound chased down by Twombly to keep it alive, and now a drive and a foul. It is going to put Kylie Nelson at the line to shoot two. Jeff West foul on Addison Schwinn. That is her third. Team foul number two. Kylie Nelson, casual at the line. First free throw a little bit too strong. She's now 0 for 3 at the line in the game, but leads the Redhawks with 12 points. Olivia Myers checking back in here for Jeff West. Schwinn picking up the third foul. Is going to get a quick breather. Now 1:51 to go in the quarter. Nelson trying to go 1 for 2, able to do so. 13 points, a game high for Kylie Nelson. 32-25 Red Hawks, under 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. Noel into the front court, takes it all the way, but missed the layup, and there's the body and a foul. Kylie Nelson's reaction says, I don't agree, but it will be a foul against Kylie. Do they get Twombly with the foul? Just her third. Noel at the line. Her first free throw is good. And it's been a quiet night offensively for Colby Noel. Just 3 points now, but again, she has racked up a heavy dose in the rebound category. Her second free throw is a little bit strong. And they're going to call lane violation, so even off the miss, not going to matter. It's going to give it back to Hiawatha at 1:43 to go in the quarter. A 32-26 lead here for the Redhawks on the road. And a 15-0 run between the first and the second quarter in the first half. They dominated really from the first quarter to halftime, or midway through the first quarter to the halftime break, but Jeff West still hanging around. Another hard drive, knocked away, and that's going to be a steal. And all the way in transition, up and in, somehow got it to go with Emmy Dean, who's got five, and it's a four-point game at 32-28. That one's knocked away, and Contreras turns it over. So the script is kind of flipped here the last couple minutes here. As Williams checks back in here for the Redhawks, quick breather for Kylie Nelson. I'm sure that won't be too long of a breather. But now it's a four-point game, and trying to answer with a three, a little strong for Heinen. Good box out there for Addison Williams to gather the rebound for the Redhawks, who now tries to bring it into the front court herself and able to get it to midcourt to Morton. Now into the front court, diving in, kicking left. Contreras fires, a little strong on a three. Free throw line rebound for Heinen, and then had it knocked away on another steal. So the Redhawks casual into the front court after another turnover. 41 seconds and counting, third quarter. 32-28, trying to add to it on a corner three. That is short. Rebound for Emmy Dean and Jeff West, and they turn it over again. Now it's knocked all the way into the backcourt. Nelson, that is Kenzie Nelson, chasing it down and finally gets it back across midcourt. Head coach Stacey Jasper says, let's stop it and go for the final shot. 20 seconds left. Williams picks it up prematurely, has to find a teammate, gets it off to Contreras, left side. Into the corner it goes. Twombly down to 10 seconds. 4-point Red Hawks lead late third quarter. Contreras drives, kicks it right. Short corner shot up. No, hits the side of the backboard. Heinen gets the rebound. 2 seconds. Half court heave. It's well short. And that takes us to the end of the third quarter in what is now a 4-point affair with 8 minutes to go. Hiawatha trying to survive on the road. They lead here at Jeff West, 32-28. Fourth quarter action straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game tonight going to the fourth quarter. A 4-point Hiawatha lead on the road. 32-28 the score here at Jeff West. Tigers the opening possession of the fourth quarter. The final 8 minutes underway here on KNZA. Dean a drive in the paint. Stutter shooting. No good. Noel had it for a second and then it was knocked away by Nelson. Now Hiawatha struggling a little bit. Far side of the floor, it's knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Redhawks here on this possession. 20 seconds into the fourth quarter, a 4-point lead. Redhawks with the ball. Allie Nelson into the front court, 13 points tonight. Williams a three, knocked it down. No hesitation for Addison Williams. That is a monstrous shot. That is her third made three of the year, and it's 35-28 Redhawks. Now it's knocked away at the free throw line or picked up by Williams, and now a couple bodies tangled up. They get a foul on Jeff West here. I think they do after they turn it over. And that is Harriet Dean who picks up her second foul. First foul on either side, 40 seconds into this final quarter. Jeff West outscored Hiawatha 13-9 in that third quarter, chipped away at the deficit, but an early three here by Addison Williams, getting the lead back up to 7 for Hiawatha. Here is Kylie Nelson spinning right block. Pass to Contreras, taken away by Dean. This is Harriet Dean, coast to coast. Layup good. 10 points for Harriet Dean. She has scored in all four quarters and nearly got the Redhawks to turn it back over. It will be Redhawks basketball, though, knocked out of bounds in front of the Jeff West bench. Well, it seems like every time that Hiawatha's got the momentum and the advantage, Jeff West just finds a spurt in him. Keep things interesting. 5-point lead, Redhawks with the ball, knocked away by Nelson, and then it's lost by Noel out of bounds, so we go turnover for turnover there. I think you can see Kylie a little frustrated out there, Paige.
Just a tad. You can tell that she wants to get into lane herself, and I think she's going to have to let some of her teammates do some of the work as well as, geez, her and Aaliyah are doing a lot of heavy lifting, so hopefully she can take some deep breaths.
It's been a physical game.
Yes.
It's been a lot of contact, and I think that's kind of the frustration with it.
Lots of bodies on the ground as well.
That is true. Redhawks with the ball, still early fourth quarter. Williams taking all the way. They're going to get a foul on the floor on the drive to the bucket against Jeff West. They get Harriet Dean with her third, team foul number two. 6:35 to go in the game. Redhawks 35, Tigers 30. Into the corner, Williams thought about it. Now dumping it inside. Kenzie Nelson, good extra pass. Contreras a look, and Contreras a hit. It's a straightaway three for Aaliyah Contreras, her third triple tonight. She's got 14 in the game, and it's back up to 8 at 38-30. Here's Heinen driving in from the right corner. Missed a shot. Second chance, though. Up and in. And that was Megan Malone on the putback, who hasn't seen a ton of time tonight, but a big offensive rebound and stick back Now Nelson quickly up the floor. Shot no good. Backside rebound for Jeff West. And Harriet Dean up the floor quickly, and they turn it over. Tried to find Heinen in the corner. 38-32 Redhawks. 5:53 left in the game. Turnovers aplenty for both teams here tonight. A lot of possessions off the board. It's been Kylie Nelson, Aaliyah Contreras leading the offense for the Redhawks tonight. Contreras with 14, that's a game high. Kylie not far behind with 13. Speaking of Contreras, beautiful setup inside. Contreras the assist and the bucket for Twombly, who's been quiet and foul trouble all night. But it's now back to 8, 40-32 Redhawks at 5.5 minutes to go. Heinen trying to answer for 3, hit the rim twice, fell off. Now fighting for the rebound, Meyer able to get it, keeping it alive. Short J on the way, left side. That one is no good, and now a whistle and a foul on the floor. And that's going to be on Kenzie Nelson. So it stays here with Jeff West, second foul for Nelson. Couple subs in for Jeff West. Emmy Dean and Colby Noel back onto the floor. 5:15 left in the game. That is an eternity of time. Right now the Redhawks leading by 8. Jeff West with the ball. Up top here, Emmy Dean. Left side pass. It goes to Schwinn. They get it inside. Shot up. No. Noel trying to fight for the rebound. This might be a jump ball. It is. Possession arrow is going to give it back to Hiawatha, though. A chance there for Jeff West. They come up empty and now have to get back on the defensive end. And they show some pressure here. And it's going to be a steal for Jeff West. Turnover. Noel getting it up top. It was Emmy Dean who got the steal. Now Heinen right wing. And her pass is lazy. Taken away at midcourt. And nobody there. And the layup is good. In transition for Kylie Nelson, who now has 15. And a timeout on the floor for the Redhawks. I think Stacey Jasper took that one. It's a full, and we'll follow suit. The Redhawks now with a 10-point lead. 4:42 left in the game. It's 42-32. Back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
The Pines of Houlton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Mandy. If you are passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Houlton family. At the Pines of Houlton, it's our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Redhawks here on the road trying to survive, but it seems like every time they kind of take away the momentum, Jeff West has a little spurt in them to keep themselves in it. But right now the Redhawks with, I believe, their largest lead of the game at 10 at 42-32 as we're in the middle portions of the fourth quarter. And Leah and Paige here with the Hiawatha Channel, Chance Link studio producer here on KNCA, Brandon Tabman with you here as well. We got 4:42 left in this fourth and final period. Big possession here for Jeff West out of the timeout, down 10. They had gotten back to within 4 to start the quarter. But Hiawatha's had the advantage. They get a good look. Easy play and easy finish for Harriet Dean, who's got 12. Good set play out of the timeout, and it's 42-34. Here's Contreras into the front court. You would expect Hiawatha here at 4:20 to go to kind of slow down this pace with the lead. Get it to the elbow, knocked away. Good defense that time for Addison Schwinn, nearly forcing a turnover. But Williams has it up top for the Redhawks. Works left, gets Contreras a touch. On the wing left, back up top it goes to Twombly, trying to find someone. Hands it off to Kylie Nelson. Redhawks slowing down this pace with the 8-point lead. Twombly, top of the key, looks right, goes that way with a couple dribbles, and bouncing it on the wing right over that way to Williams. Now a touch inside for Nelson. That is Kenzie back up top to Kylie, resetting. No shot clock, so Hiawatha taking advantage of that here in the fourth quarter. We're down to 3:35. They lead it by 8, 42-34. Kylie Nelson, pass up top to Kenzie, knocked away, but scrambling to get it back is Addison Williams. Now working left with the dribble, stops on the wing, bouncing one inside to Twombly, had it knocked away, but Williams corralling in the corner. Still a lengthy possession continuing here. Now a three on the way, high off the heel, no, and a rebound for Jocelyn Sutton and Jeff West. Well, positive there for Hiawatha. They took off a nice chunk there, about a minute's worth of time. So now trying to get Noel inside. Missed the shot. She'll shoot two. Nearly had an and one.
Really good pass there to Noel as well.
Little wraparound inside behind the defender. The foul's on Contreras, her second. Big free throws here for Colby Noel, who is 1-for-3 at the line tonight. And make it 1-for-4. It's been quiet on that front for Noel tonight. She's approaching double-digit rebounds and doing good in that regard. But Jeff West, they haven't had a ton of free throw opportunities. And she goes 0-for-2. Monstrous missed free throws and the rebound for Kenzie Nelson. Well, that is not ideal for that scenario there. And we're down to 2:45. Both teams have two fouls to give here in the final 2.5 minutes of this game. Hiawatha the lead, the advantage, and the possession. Here's Contreras. Now a touch for Kenzie Nelson at the free throw line. Spinning, taking a step in, flipping one up, missed the shot. Tipped into the hands of Emmy Dean, and now Jeff West pushing with 2:20 to go. Emmy takes it all the way. Shot no, but a foul. And free throws coming up for the 5'6 freshman, Emmy Dean. And the foul on Addison Williams. That is her third. 5 points tonight for Emmy Dean. She is a good quality free throw shooter at 77%, and right on cue, she knocked it home. All six of her points in the second half. Makes it 42-35 with 2:19 to go. Second on the way. Got the shooter's touch. Big 2-for-2 trip there and a timeout on the floor. The 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Well, let's see what we got here. 42-36, late portions of the fourth quarter. The Red Hawks have led for pretty much the entire second half, but every time you feel like Hiawatha's pushing it out, Jeff West claws their way back in, and right now a six-point game, that's two possessions.
Every time Hiawatha has gotten the ball in this fourth quarter, you can see Stacy just going, calm down, take time away. Since we don't have a shot clock here, they have been able to do that, but then we've had a shot by Kylie and I believe a shot by Kenzie that kind of were misses, and then Jeff West is able to get a rebound and they go to the free throw line. So for Hiawatha, yes, keep stalling time, but make sure you can get the highest quality shot and not just when it's open. Like, if you can draw more time, I recommend drawing more time because this is a good Jeff West team and they're showing it with their ability to be quick.
So 2:19 left in the game. 42-36 Hiawatha. They got the possession, have to deal with some full court pressure here by Jeff West. They launch it in, into the hands of Kenzie Nelson, gets it back to Williams, near side, picks it up, gets it off to Contreras, right in front of midcourt, and hands it right back to Williams. There's the foul. Noel just got a little handsy there on Williams. They got a still another foul to give, so Hiawatha will throw it in far sideline. The Noel foul, that was her first. Kylie Nelson to throw it in. Up top it goes to Twombly. Now Williams. 2 minutes left in the game. Hiawatha with the ball, leading by six. And now it's knocked away. Noel, does she get the steal? It is saved. It is a turnover. Hiawatha gives it up, and that could be an intentional foul, but I think they just call a push. And free throws are going to be coming up for Jeff West with 1:53 to go. There was a little extended push there for Kylie Nelson. That's going to be her second foul. As puts Emmy Dean right back to the line. Big free throws coming up. Her first is no good. It's her first miss tonight at the line. Stays 42-36. Hiawatha with 1:53 to go. Emmy's got 7 points tonight. Her second free throw is good. Now she's got eight, and it's a 5-point Red Hawks lead at 42-37. Under 2 minutes left in the game. Jeff West still has a foul to give. As Kylie Nelson working with the dribble around the perimeter, dumps it inside to Twombly. Works it back to the wing. Contreras picks it up right there, left side. Being guarded heavily by Harriet Dean. They get it back up top here to Kenzie Nelson. 90 seconds left in the game. Kenzie picks up the dribble, trying to find some help. And Stacey Jasper has to burn a timeout here. Got a little bit dicey there with that possession, so it's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Again, a buck 23 left in the game. Redhawks out of the timeout with the ball and a five-point lead. Again, just don't turn it over. You've got the advantage. You got the lead. You got the ball. So if you can control the rock, not turn it over, eventually Jeff West are going to have to foul. The question is, how soon do they go for the foul, yet they still have a foul to give. So the advantage for the Redhawks here, right now out of this timeout, just don't turn it over, and ultimately free throws down the stretch, you're going to have opportunities probably, which could help you win the game.
If I'm Hiawatha, I'm going to want Addison Williams at the line. She has the highest free throw percent shooting on the team at around 70%. And so for Jeff West, maybe don't foul her, but for Hiawatha, you're going to want the hands in your point guard.
So out of the timeout, Williams far sideline to throw it in. 42-37 Redhawks, buck 23 left in the game. Jeff West has a foul to give. Contreras right in front of midcourt being hounded by Harriet Dean. And an offensive foul is called on Kenzie Nelson for an illegal screen. And what we said don't do is exactly what happened there as Hiawatha turns it over. And
that will be free throws too because it's a double bonus.
Well, it's a player control foul, so it won't be free throws. It'll just be change of possession. And Stacey Jasper wanting an explanation with that. There wasn't a ton of contact with that screen. Well, that's the third foul on Kenzie Nelson, and now a chance here for Jeff West, down five with a buck 15 to go. Here's Meyer in the paint. She immediately lost it. It's out of bounds. It'll stay here, though, with Jeff West at 1:12 to go. So Meyer nearly gave it right back. Would have been disastrous for the Tigers. Dean triggers in the inbounds. They work it back up top. Emmy Dean, nice ball fake. Long two on the way. That's a little bit too strong. Rebound for Nelson and Hiawatha. Now she lost it, chased it down in the corner, gets it off to Williams, but a foul's going to be called as she got there quick. Harriet Dean did. And that is the, I believe, final foul to give. So free throws the rest of the way. We got exactly a minute to go. As Heinen is back into the game for Jeff West. So I would think if you're the Tigers, you don't waste a ton of time here. Of course, showing some pressure in the full court, trying to get aggressive with it, trying to get a steal. Get it into Kylie Nelson, near side. Officially under a minute to go, 55 seconds and counting. Nelson dribbling high left on the wing. She falls down, and a timeout quickly called. Boy, Jeff West fans wanted to travel there. But Jasper, Stacey Jasper, that is, bailing out Nelson with the timeout with under a minute to go and still a 42-37 Hiawatha lead. We'll keep it right here. It's getting a little frantic down the stretch here.
You can tell that both of the fans for both teams are kind of getting into the game now as their student section for Jeff West is very well filled, and so they're wanting the foul or a turnover there on Kylie. So good thing for Jasper to know what's going on and to call that timeout. For Hiawatha, they're going to have to be smart, like I said, on who they're getting the ball to. They're not going to want to give it to someone who's going to accidentally turn over the ball by traveling or making an easy mistake. Because Jeff West, they are putting on some heavy defense here, and they're making Hiawatha do some mistakes, like that foul that Kenzie gave, where it wasn't an intentional screen, but Jeff West did a good job of setting themselves up to draw that foul. So for Jeff West, play hard and try not to get anyone to the line, and hopefully they miss the free throws and get a defensive rebound.
Jeff West led by two at the end of the first quarter. Hiawatha outscored the Tigers by 10 in the second, led it by 8 at the half. Jeff West chipped away, got down by 4 going into the fourth quarter, and right now it's a 5-point Hiawatha lead at 42-37. 51 seconds remain in the game. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Kenzie Nelson to throw it in. Williams has it, and there's the quick foul. Stops the clock at 48.2. And it's pretty simple now for Hiawatha. You got to make your free throws because you're going to get opportunities here in the final 40 seconds. Addison Williams to shoot two. First opportunity at the line tonight. She's got 5 points and 4 rebounds. And her first free throw is good. Just got the touch. 6 points for Addison Williams, the 5'6 junior guard. Makes it, well, and the scoreboard all of a sudden has changed to, well, they changed it back. It said 42-13 for a second. That wasn't right. That's back to what should be now 43-37 after that made free throw. It still says 42-37, but again, it's 43-37. There we go. Hiawatha this season at the line as a team, 55%. Big free throw here coming. 6 point lead. Second on the way. Good as well. Clutch free throws for Addison Williams. She's got 7. 5 of which here in the fourth quarter. Well, if you're Jeff West, you got to get points now on this possession. 44-37 at 42 seconds and counting left in this game. Here's Heinen. Right side it goes. Emmy Dean a touch. Top of the key. Inside. Shot up. No. Short. Getting her own rebound was Harriet Dean. And then a foul is going to put her at the line at 31.6 seconds to go. And a foul on Twombly, who's been saddled all night with foul trouble, picks up her fourth. Big free throws here for Harriet Dean. She's got 12 points tonight. She scored in all four quarters. And she stays perfect at the line as she knocks in the first, makes it 44-38. 31.6 seconds to go. Second one good, too, and a timeout on the floor. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 14 for Harriet Dean. 32 seconds remain. 44-39, or Red Hawks by 5. We're back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game tonight coming down the home stretch. The road team Redhawks trying to survive on the road as they lead here at Jeff West 44-39. 32 seconds remain in the game. Harriet Dean just knocked in a couple of free throws for Jeff West to get him back to within 5. So the Redhawks have to go the full length of the floor. Got to get it in. Williams does so. Gets it in to Kylie Nelson. Under 30 seconds. They're not fouling. She gets it all the way into the front court. They're down to 25 seconds. Contreras up top. Jeff West letting too much time come off the clock. And they finally get the foul call. It's going against Heinen, which, well, he took off nearly 10 seconds there. I'm just not sure the thought process there. That is big for the Redhawks. Contreras at the line. Her first free throw too strong. She's now just 1 for 4 at the line tonight, but does have 14 points. Kylie Nelson with 15 as well. Top two scorers for the Redhawks in this game. 44-39. Second free throw, good. 1 for 2, and Contreras chipping in with 15 as well. 45-39. Tigers running out of time. 20 seconds. Heinen across midcourt. To the key. And a foul is called. As Heinen was working from the top of the key to the right side of the wing, that's going to put her at the line with 17 seconds left. So Heinen's going to shoot 2, and her first free throw is good. So she's an 80% foul shooter. It's her first trip to the line tonight. She's got 10 points, makes it 45-40. 17 seconds left. Her second is good. A four-point game with 17 seconds to go, and Williams is fouled quickly, and about 2 seconds went off. Exactly 15 seconds remain. Redhawks are going to shoot more free throws, up 4. And the foul on Emmy Dean, her third. Addison Williams, who hit 2 big free throws just a moment ago, has another opportunity here. First one is good. Big free throws for Addison Williams here. She's got 8 in the game, 6 of the 8. Here in the fourth quarter, gets it back to a 5-point lead. Time is running thin here for Jeff West. Her second, boy, clutch for Addison Williams down the stretch. 9 points, 47-41. Now the Tigers trying to get it in. They do so. They're running out of time. It is down to 10 seconds. Pass, Nelson knocks it away. It's saved at midcourt. And that is probably going to be the game as a shot is up. And no good by Danny Morton. And a turnover is going to cost Jeff West this game. That has been the issue tonight. Just 5 seconds left. And the Redhawks lead at 6. The Redhawks are going to survive this tough test on the road. First free throw short by Morton. Now 1 for 3 at the line tonight. Their only points via the stripe in the third quarter. 47-41 Redhawks. 5 seconds remain. Her second no. Tipped in the air. Rebound for Twombly. Kicked back out to Morton. And she's fouled with 1.2 seconds to go. So Morton's going to get another opportunity. The Redhawks are going to win this game. Impressive display here in clutchness down the stretch. Addison Williams hitting some big free throws. The turnovers tonight, again, the big issue for Jeff West. It was all game. Morton shot her first free throw. But then the whistle blew because Emmy Dean had fouled out of the game. So they had to get her off the floor. So again, Hiawatha going to get win number 5. And don't look now, the Redhawks are going to get to 3-1 in Big East League play. Although Morton missing the first free throw here. Just 1 second left, 47-41 Redhawks. Out to survive here on the road. And the second for Morton is good. Final second's going to run off the clock, and that will do it. An impressive display on the road for the Hiawatha Lady Redhawks. 48-41, they get it done over Jefferson West here tonight. Redhawks now 5-3 overall. They're 3-1 in league play. Jeff West, they're going to drop to 3-5 and now 1-4 in Big East league play. Our postgame show next brought to you by B-Stores Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Redhawks win it in the girls' game tonight. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Game one in the books. Hiawatha girls winning on the road at Jeff West. 48-41 the final score. Brandon Tapman, we got Leah, we got Paige, we got Chance in studio. It was certainly a grind of a game, and a lot of times, a lot of turnovers, I should say, but multiple times throughout that second half, it felt like Hiawatha was kind of taking the momentum, getting up 8, 9, even double digits on a couple occasions. Jeff West always had a little punch back. Clutch free throws down the stretch, stops for Hiawatha. Again, they did what they had to do, and don't look now, this Redhawks team playing some good basketball. They're now 3-1 in league play.
for Hiawatha, their next test will be at Perry LeConson. That's another game where it's a road game, and it's going to be a tough task for the Redhawks as they also don't play next Tuesday. So they've had 2 weeks in a row. They have 4 days of practice, one game of the week. So for Hiawatha, they should be able to feel pretty well rested after this good win here at Jeff West. Kylie Nelson and Aaliyah Gutierrez, both with 15. They both did really good behind the arc, as long as making assists for the players. Addison Williams with 9 and Kenzie Nelson with 5. Addison Williams was very good at the free throw line at the end of that game to kind of secure the lead for the Redhawks after some fouls, needed fouls, by the Jefferson West Tigers. For Jeff West, the only player that fouled out was Emmy Dean with like 1 second left, but she had a very good game as a freshman with 8 points, and I had Harriet Dean with 14 as a sophomore. So for Jeff West, they have a bright future ahead with a freshman and a sophomore being their highest scorers. They're going to have a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, again, but we talked about it all game. It was simply the turnovers. Mm-hmm. 30 turnovers in the game for Jeff West. That is not going to get it done. And even Hiawatha had 20 themselves. So unofficially, we had 50 combined turnovers in this game. But again, that was really a big issue for Jeff West all night. Hiawatha kind of mixed themselves in there. But more winning plays down the stretch for sure for the Redhawks again, who get the win here at Jeff West. Final score 48-41. Let's go through some of the numbers in this game, again, starting with the points, and mentioning Kylie Nelson and Aaliyah Contreras leading the way. They both had 15 points tonight, and they combined to hit 5 threes and also combined for 9 rebounds. Those two led the charge. Addison Williams, as we mentioned again, clutch at the line down the stretch. He had 9 points, 7 of which in the fourth quarter. Kenzie Nelson quiet on the offensive front, but she did have 10 rebounds to go along with her 5 points, and then also 2 points apiece from Claire Twombly and Danny Morton. On the other side, Jeff West again now 3-5 overall and 1-4 in league play. 14 points for Harriet Dean. Kaylee Heinen finishing with 11. 8 points from Emmy Dean. And then they got 3 points apiece from Addison Schwinn and Colby Noel. Noel also chipping in with 10 rebounds in the game. And then they got 2 points as well, limited time, from Megan Malone. Again, we talked about the turnovers. Jeff West, 30 turnovers tonight. They were 12 of 17 at the line in the game, much better in the second half in that regard. Hiawatha had 20 turnovers in the game. The rebound numbers advantage Jeff West, out-rebounding the Redhawks 34-28. And the Redhawks, not great. I mean, made them late when they had to, but overall in the game, just 10-21 from the free throw line. So again, for Hiawatha, now with a record of 5-3, and don't look now, 3-1 in Big East League play. And Jeff West with the loss again, now 3-5 overall. They dropped to 1-4 in Big East League play. So that's going to do it. We got a quick break coming up, about a 10-minute break here or so. Chance Link, our studio producer, KNCA, will keep you locked in for the next few minutes or so as we transition ourselves into the boys' game tonight. Talking before the game started, we expected good games both ways tonight. We certainly got a good game in the first one with the girls. And again, excited for the boys' game tonight as we are about 10-plus minutes from tipping that one off. Again, the girls' final, one final time, Hiawatha on the road defeating Jeff West 48-41. A timeout back to the studios. We'll talk to you in a short break, or after a short break. Again, Leah, Paige, Chance, Brandon all with you. We're back in about 8 or 9 minutes. Keep it locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
Keeping you informed, this is Kansaland's News.
This is The Lids, from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with John Nixon and Greg Bevermeyer. Remember, you can find us online anytime at msconews.net.
The Pawnee City School Board accepted the resignations from Superintendent Brian Rottinghouse, School Board member Corey Hatfield, and teacher Tyler Farabee when they met on Monday evening. Rottinghouse has been a superintendent and elementary principal at Pawnee City for 9 years. His resignation is effective at the end of the current school year. He's accepted a position as superintendent with the Tri-County School District. Corey Hatfield noted in his letter of resignation from the Pawnee City Board of Education that he's accepted a new position which he feels does not align with being an effective school board member. His position on the board is now open. Tyler Farnaby has been with the Pawnee City School District serving as a science teacher since 2004 and has accepted a similar position elsewhere. Following presentations from Nebraska Rural Community Schools Association and the Nebraska Association of School Boards about superintendent search services, the board voted to use the Nebraska Rural Community Schools Association as the superintendent search firm.
A medical lockdown lasting less than 10 minutes went into place Thursday afternoon at Atchison High School, with parents and patrons alerted of the situation through emergency text messaging. Sent at 1:24 Thursday afternoon, the message read in part that with the medical lockdown in place, students are to remain in classrooms until the medical situation is taken care of and the medical lockdown is lifted. At 1:32, a second alert was sent, telling recipients that the lockdown was lifted, and, quote, AHS is resuming the normal schedule, end quote. Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Renee Nugent, through emailed correspondence with MSC News, explained that a medical lockdown is a protocol the school district occasionally implements when EMS is called to the campus to respond to a medical situation involving a student or staff member, adding that the measure ensures the safety and privacy of those involved, while also allowing emergency personnel to navigate the building and provide care without disruption. During a medical lockdown, students and staff remain in their classrooms until the situation is resolved and the lockdown lifted. From implementation to cancellation, the lockdown was in place for, Nugent says, under 9 minutes on Thursday.
The public is invited to attend an open house for the new event center at Vander Creek Reservoir, west of Holton, Saturday morning. A special ribbon-cutting ceremony is planned for 8 o'clock, followed by an open house appreciation breakfast from 8:30 to 10:30 at the new building located on the north side of the reservoir. Members of Friends of Vander Creek Reservoir and the Jackson County Commission are hosting the appreciation breakfast, which is a come-and-go event. A groundbreaking ceremony was held in March of last year for the 48-by-72-foot building, which was constructed by Ashelman Construction of Holton for a total cost of around $390,000. Friends of Vander Creek Reservoir raised a total of $160,000 for the project and was awarded an additional $160,000 matching grant by the state. County funds covered the remainder of the project cost. Last year was an active one for tornadoes in Kansas. Meteorologists at the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, say the state recorded 89 tornadoes in 2024. That's more than double the 39 tornadoes recorded in Kansas the year before. The Kansas Reflector reports that the most powerful tornado in Kansas last year came on April 30th, when an EF3 tornado hit Westmoreland in Pottawatomie County. One woman was killed in that storm, 58-year-old Ann Miller, who was killed when her home was destroyed. She was the only storm-related fatality recorded in Kansas in 2024.
That's your latest local news on the air. Remember to find us online anytime at msconews.net. I'm Brian Hagan. Here's your Kansaland radio listening area forecast. As we head into tonight, we're going to be right around our average low temperatures for this time of year, and as we head into the weekend, it looks like our low temperatures Saturday night will drop into the single digits, and then by Sunday night, even colder, with negative single digits projected. Average highs around this time of year, 37 degrees, and our average low is around 16 degrees. For tonight, we're looking mostly cloudy with a low around 13, with north winds at 10 to 15 and gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. On Saturday, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high near 20, with north winds at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 30 miles per hour again. Saturday night looks mostly cloudy with a low around 4 degrees, with wind chill as low as minus 9. North winds around 10 miles per hour. On Sunday, we're expecting lots of sunshine, high near 11 degrees, with northwest winds at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Sunday night looks mostly clear with a low around minus 3. From the Weatherology Weather Center, meteorologist Jay Marslick.